A few weeks ago, corporate media published numerous reports of Donald Trump signing an executive order that would supposedly, by reinforcing already existing law, punish anyone who damages or attempts to damage federal monuments or statues with up to 10 years of imprisonment. As Josh Cho wrote for Fair.org, CBS reported that Trump's order, quote, instructs federal law enforcement to prosecute people who damage federal monuments and threatens to withhold federal funding from state and local governments that fail to protect their own public monuments and statues, close quote. NBC also characterized Trump's order as protecting monuments and statues generally, citing the Veterans Memorials Preservation and Recognition Act of 2003. Quote, the order would reinforce existing federal law, which criminalizes the destruction of federal monuments. For instance, the Veterans Memorials Preservation and Recognition Act of 2003 imposes a fine and up to 10 years in prison on anyone who vandalizes a monument, close quote. But despite what Trump tweets, that's not, in fact, what the Veterans Memorial Law does. The legislation itself is quite brief, which, Cho notes, raises questions about whether journalists actually read it before writing about it. The act says that whoever, quote, willfully injures or destroys or attempts to injure or destroy any structure, plaque, statue, or other monument on public property commemorating the service of any person or persons in the armed forces of the United States shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, close quote. So, as the name suggests, the law applies only to veterans' memorials, not to monuments and statues in general. And as it protects memorials that commemorate service in the United States Armed Forces, it means that statues of Confederate generals, memorialized for fighting against the U.S. military, are not covered. The law also doesn't apply to the destruction of statues and monuments dedicated to folks like Francis Scott Key or Christopher Columbus, because they're not U.S. veterans. Nor would it apply to statues and monuments of figures who have served in the U.S. military, like Andrew Jackson, if those memorials are not specifically commemorating their military service. So it's just false when folks like USA Today make claims like anyone who vandalizes or destroys a monument, memorial, or statue already can be sentenced to prison for up to 10 years under federal law. While most egregiously, corporate media frequently didn't even point out that when Trump referred to the Monuments and Statues Act on Twitter, he was referring to something that didn't exist. There's no law by that name. There's no way to say what's going on in Trump's head. Maybe he was referring to his own executive order as an act. That would be a usurpation of legislative authority, treating fiat as though it were law. But the statue story was not the only time that many in corporate media gave their audiences the false impression that Trump has executive powers he doesn't actually have. Earlier this year, a flurry of reports claimed that a Trump order compelled meat processing plants to stay open under the Defense Production Act, despite many of their employees testing positive for COVID-19. The AP's report claimed that Trump took executive action to order meat processing plants to stay open amid concerns over growing coronavirus cases and the impact on the nation's food supply. But as some legal scholars noted, the Trump order didn't actually legally compel meatpackers to do anything. But bad media coverage can turn those kinds of paper-thin proclamations into an actual legal authority by responding to them as though they matter. They can transform Trump's imagination into facts on the ground. In other words, as Josh Cho notes, far from serving to hold power accountable, over-credulous and under-curious coverage functions more to legitimize abuses of power. It's crucial that media report on Trump's executive orders accurately and not grant him any powers that he may wish to possess, but actually does not. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair.